right, everybody. This is Chris Bruce in Spokane, Washington, and you're on the morning rev call. We have these calls 5 days a week now, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with different hosts with different topics. So on Mondays, you'll have Dave Johnson, who's got several decades of experience in MLM, direct selling, network marketing business, and he shares the wisdom that he's gained over that time, helping you to become a leader, grow into the person that you can be, and learn how to build your business. On Tuesdays, we have Anthony Freeman, who is a former bodybuilding champion and a nutritionist who spent decades learning what makes a person healthy as far as their diet, their exercise, the regime that they go through on a daily basis. So if you want to learn how to get the most out of your body to have it as healthy as can be, he shares the knowledge that he has and answers questions based on that and his righteous program. On Wednesdays, we have Chip Littlejohn, who's our product deep dive expert. He goes in and finds out what's in the products, why it's there, what it can do for you, and gives you some education on, you know, what's so good about these products and why we should share them. And if you have people who want to learn that, it's a great call to get people on. On Thursdays, we have Hank and Kathleen Means, who are another couple with long-term experience in this kind of a business, and they share their knowledge. And they also have Dr. Gary Samuelson on there, the host, and he's one of the developers of one of our products, and is one of those big-brained individuals who is really pushed the envelope of science in the realm of wellness. Just amazing knowledge there. So that's a great call to be on. And then on Fridays, you have me, Chris Bruce, and I talk more about kind of the technical aspects. How does the compensation plan work? How does the website work? Programs and stuff like that that are going on, and kind of the ins and outs of selling, as well as motivation and sometimes some guests. And today, I'd just like to talk a little bit about kind of the industry we're in and how important it is. You know, over this last 5 or 6 days, I've talked to several people. I've been going through trying to find people that could benefit from our Pursuit of Pearl program that was just introduced this month. And if you haven't heard of that, anyone who signs up new in Amplify and reaches the rank of Pearl, which is 2,000 points with at least one person sponsored, then you get an additional $500 on top of what you would normally earn. And then if you do what's called Core 12, where you fill your front three slots that are available, and each of those three people have their three front slots filled, whether you personally sponsored all of them, if some of them came from Upline, if some of your people that you brought in sponsor people, however that works out, but you get those 12 slots filled, then you get another $500 on top of that. So that's great for everybody who's brand new, but what about somebody who signed up, you know, in December or last August or last January, and they haven't made it to Pearl yet, someone who's maybe been just kind of still, you know, on the fence about it? And so we do have grandfathered in. You get one shot at it up to February, you know, the end of February. You can do those two activities. Go Pearl for the very first time, do the Core 12, and you can get those bonuses as well. And for those that are building, who are bringing in new people, if you bring somebody in and they reach those milestones, you also can get an additional $500 bonus. So I've been going through my list, finding people who fit those criteria. They're, you know, they're brand new right now, or they haven't hit Pearl. You know, they've got one leg, they're a little lopsided, you know, whatever it is, trying to find it. And just in talking to them, you know, one of the big reasons people don't, you know, make it in this kind of business is there's there's hesitancy, there's fear because of negative stereotypes that can be associated with this industry. And just like any other industry, there are bad actors who've done bad things in the past. There's people who've had bad experiences, but most of those people that I talked to that hadn't reached that rank, one of the biggest reasons that they said is, well, you know, I'm nervous to talk to people that I know and tell them I'm in a business like this. And so I've been thinking about that for the last little while, and just yesterday, a friend of ours, who we used to be in the same company, and now she's in another company, posted something on Facebook going over the same thing, because she had, you know, a similar experience, and one of her friends had shared this with her, and that really helped her. And so she goes through the post, and she talks about, you know, what being in a business like this has done for her. She's been full-time in network marketing for the last 9 years, and she said the things that it has given her, the choices that she has that she did not have before, is that she has time freedom. She can travel and not have to ask a boss for time off. She can work from anywhere in the world at any time. She's a single mom, but but she was a work-from-home mom and a homeschool mom, and then a mom who put her kids in private school. So she was able to do all of that. She has an uncapped income and can make what she's worth and not what someone else says she's worth. She's helped others create their own lifestyle. She can help others gain confidence that they need. And to be herself, she doesn't have to be somebody else to keep her job. And she said that it's done so much for her, it hurts her when she sees people bash this industry, because it is a profession. She sees it as a profession. And so she shared a post that it helped her kind of see the perspective of it. And so this is what her friend is. She doesn't identify who the friend is. But she says the way that she looks at it, what she wished other people could see, was if you buy your supplements from GNC, you're helping Michael Archibald make over $950,000 a year. When you purchase a supplement from Acia, Velitova, Q Sciences, Prove It, Brave, and she lists, you know, 20 different companies, then you buy that from your friends. You're helping somebody buy groceries, pay some bills, or get their car repaired. When you buy books from a real store like Barnes & Noble or Amazon, you're helping them make billions of dollars a year. When you purchase from Usborne Books and More, you're helping a mom pay for her child's dance classes or t-ball games. And she just goes through and she lists all these different companies that have just this dominant position in the market where, you know, that's where people go. And in the end, it's really all benefiting a very tiny group of people that have essentially a monopoly over that industry. But if you find that alternative, someone in your town, someone at your church, someone at your school, someone that you went to school with 40 years ago, whatever it is, when you patronize these small businesses, then you're helping a lot more people than just your friend, the person who sits down the pew from you, or whoever it is, because this is an industry that anybody can get into. You don't have to have these major connections. You don't have to have gone to an Ivy League school. You don't have to take out millions of dollars in loans to buy the franchise. It's something that just the average person with some industry and some determination can build into something really big. And, you know, growing up, my parents got divorced when I was really young. My dad was a doctor, and, you know, when I was with him, he was still the struggling doctor who had student loans and wasn't making money and worked the dumb hours. And I never lived with him when he was making good money. My mom was a single mom for a long time. She worked multiple jobs, jobs she didn't want to do, just to keep food on the table, and really struggled. But neither one of them had the lifestyle that they wanted. My dad, even when he was making money, was working well over 100 hours a week between being in the office, compliance with regulation, continuing education, just filling out the paperwork for insurance companies. He slept 3 or 4 hours a day, smoked to keep his energy up, I guess, and died at 56. My mom struggled and pushed and worked and worked and worked. She owns little businesses like a dry cleaner. She just did everything she could do so that we could eat and have a roof over our heads, but she didn't have time for herself. So when I got married and had kids, I didn't want to do either one of those things. I'd always wanted to be a doctor. Some of you who heard my story have heard, you know, the injuries that I went through that kind of stole that dream from me. But by my contact with this industry, I was able to create an income that has allowed me to be largely a stay-at-home dad. I get my kids to school in the morning. I make pancakes and waffles for them. I'm able to go to their activities. I'm able to do things with my wife during the day that, were I in a regular 9-to-5 or working for one of these massive corporations that have a camera over your workstation so they can judge how efficient your movements are and send you for retraining if you're wasting a third of a second on this motion when you're putting the lid on your boxes or whatever it is. So for all of us that are in this and all of us that are looking at this, be proud of what you're in. This is an industry that has created more freedom than any other. More people who were in a marginalized position where through education, location, whatever it was, they didn't have the opportunity at that Ivy League education. They didn't have that partnership waiting for them as soon as they walked out of the door. There's people out there that have a lot of music in them that just have been never given the chance to play. So when you're thinking about whether or not you should call that person, whether or not you should share this business with them, just think that not only is it something that would help you, it's something that can help them, and it's not just the products. It's the business, the products, the opportunity, the association with other people, the lifestyle, the network of network marketing is that exposure to people that you never would have met any other way. Different lifestyles, different locations, different backgrounds that you can learn from. And one of the things that stuck with me more than anything else that I learned from my upline, and he got it from somebody else, was where you are in 5 years is going to be determined by the things you read, the things you listen to, and the five people that you associate with most. So wouldn't it be great to associate with great people? People that you wouldn't have access to or opportunity to be with any other way. So go out there and find those people that you're scared to talk to. These great people that could be amazing entrepreneurs that maybe just need a couple extra $100, $500 a month, or maybe people who want to completely change their lifestyle, their career. They just don't like where they are and what they're doing. Give them that opportunity. Give them that choice. And whether they take it or not, you offered it. And that's all you can do is share that. And so, that had just hit me that I had people that were part of my group, some of them I've known for a long time, that still are worried, what are they going to think about me if I share this? Maybe you will get some negative responses. I certainly have. But by and large, people will be happy that you shared it with them. Some of them will embrace it. You'll get some new customers, and some of them will go, you know what, I've been looking for something like this for a long time, and they'll join you. So, anyway, everybody, have just an awesome weekend. I hope that you're excited for this. If you've got the opportunity to do that Pursuit of Pearl program, I would definitely jump all over that. If you haven't reached Pearl, if someone that you brought into the business hasn't reached Pearl yet, or if someone has just joined the business, make sure that they know about that program and that they have the opportunity to get that. Because for a lot of people, $500 would change their whole life. What would $1,500 do? Just as a surprise attaboy for a good month's work. So anyway, thanks for being on the call.